WTAW News Time is 8:04. It's 74 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Mary Maids. Call 979-595-1111 or go to marymaids.com. Mary Maids, relax, it's done. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. If you missed last Monday's reminder, here's today's warning. At least for the 14,000 property owners in Brazos County who split this year's property tax payments, midnight is the deadline for the second half payment, and tax assessor collector Christy Rowe says state law makes that clear.
It's always frustrating for us on that day after, because people will come in and they'll have absolutely wonderful reasons why they didn't make that deadline. Something terrible will have happened, or they will have been in bed with the flu or something. And unfortunately, we do not have the authority to mitigate or waive or not collect the penalties for late payment.
If you have to go inside the tax office, be prepared to wait in line, possibly outside. Payments can be made in the drop box outside the building, online with a convenience fee, and in the mail as long as you have today's postmark. As most U.S. home builders feel more optimistic about home sales and construction driving economic growth than they have in the last 7 years, in Bryan College Station, things are especially good. BCS Home Builders Association President Michael Schaefer says strong local home building this year is contributing to continuing low interest rates, and more people are settling here, increasing demand.
We've always relied on Texas A&M, somewhat of the health care to bring in new people into the community. But with the hospital, on top of that, the SEC, the BioCorridor, I think that's probably the biggest influx.
Schaefer says the desirability for young families and retirees is increasing, not only from available jobs, amenities in the location, but the Wall Street Journal and other articles designating it as an affordable place to live. Last year at A&M, the faculty-to-student ratio increased from 19-1 to 21-1. President Bowen Lofton says admission applications for this year went up by 10%, and the next freshman class will also be larger.
We made offers with the intent of probably having a freshman enrollment of around 8,700 students at the most this fall. We messed up, and more people than we expected, based on historical data, have said yes to the offer of admission this year.
Lofton told university staff recently that the freshman class will exceed 9,500. That's out of more than 34,000 applications. College Station ISD has a new director of special services. Friday, Molly Perry was announced as the new head. For the last 2 years, Perry has served as the special services director for Bryan ISD. Before that, she spent 6 years as an educational diagnostician for CSISD. Meanwhile, today at noon, Bryan ISD's board meeting will include hiring a new special education director and a principal at Sam Rayburn Middle School. Caldwell police continue to investigate the death of a former city employee. 63-year-old Benny King was reported murdered Friday afternoon at his residence on Broadway in Caldwell. 37-year-old Notorious Deer of Caldwell has been arrested and charged with murder and is being held in lieu of a $50,000 bond at the Burleson County Jail. Autopsy results are pending. Members of the William Jewell Bryan chapter of the Sons of the Republic of Texas want to move a log cabin built and standing near Carlos since 1855 to property in front of Boonville Cemetery, which is owned by Brazos County. Mervyn Peters asked county commissioners this week for permission, as the chapter also awaits a decision from the State Historical Commission on taking possession of the Turner Peters House located in Grimes County.
What we're talking about is saving an 1855 dog trot log house. It's 51 feet wide, 19 feet deep. It's two bays and a dog trot, the open area that goes through the middle.
Peters says the original site of Boonville, which preceded Bryan as the county seat, is the perfect location for the house.
We think it's visible, we think it's accessible, we think it's protected, we think it's historic. It's everything that you should want for that purpose. We hope that this is a first step in developing that as a park.
Peters says they have the money to cover the relocation expenses from land that is being sold by the Texas Municipal Power Agency. On our website at WTAW.com, you can see photos and maps. Texas lawmakers will be back in session at the Capitol today to discuss the proposed abortion bill. The bill would ban abortions after 20 weeks of pregnancy and tighten standards on abortion clinics. State Senator Wendy Davis delivered a filibuster to block the bill in the last special session and says there will be a lot of attention on the bill this time.
I do think people will come because there's now, you know, they want to be there. They want to be part of this conversation. They want to have their voices heard, and I would expect there will probably be some public rallies and other activities going on.
Davis predicts the GOP will try to get the public input on the bill open and closed as quickly as possible. WTOW News Time is 8:09. It's 75 degrees. This Look at the News is brought to you by Mary Maids. We'll have more news for you at 8:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
If you work long, hard hours and it's difficult to find the time to clean up around the house, relax, because with Mary Maids, it's done. There's nothing like opening your door after a long day at work to see a clean Mary Maids home. Your entire house is spotless and you didn't even lift a finger. Mary Maids sends professionally trained, screened, and bonded professionals to your home so you can trust everything is safe and secure. Voted best in the Brazos Valley for the last 5 years. Call Mary Maids at 979-595-1111. That's 979-595-1111. Mary Maids, relax. It's done.
Hey, good morning. It's 8:10. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products. Thomas Moore Feed, located 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway, or at morefeed.com.
Overall, our temperatures will be a bit more bearable this week over last week as we've eased the heat off a bit. Sunshine today should lead to a high somewhere between 90 and 95. For tonight, clear skies, lows will fall to 70. Sunshine tomorrow, we're probably going to be up to about 90 to 95 tomorrow afternoon. Clear through tomorrow night, lows near 70. Sunshine during the day Wednesday, highs near 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
There you go. It's 11 after 8 o'clock. Our buddy Henry Mayo always sends us stuff, you know, history things. And he sent me an ad today that was in the Brian Daily Eagle from 1963, the July 1st edition of the Eagle in 1963.
Is that back when it wasn't a daily?
That's right, when it was only 6 days a week. Big dance at the VFW home in Navasota from 8 until 12, featuring Bob Wills and the Texas Playboys.
Wow.
On July the 3rd. Now, the other thing, and I don't have all of it. All I have is the last three lines of the want ad. And it's for a house that is for sale. It says family room, central heat, carpeted, two blocks from A&M Consolidated.
Sounds pretty good.
It does. It gives the address on Glade Street. I'm pretty much can probably figure about where that was. Anyway, Glade Street did it dead ended just right into the back of Consolidated High School. House was for sale for $14,000.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, you got to love it. Yeah. But again,
wow.
That was 1963. Actually, the real story that they had was the story of them ringing the replica of the Liberty Bell that's in the academic building.
That's cool.
And it was, and they talked about that. But the other thing that was mentioned is, now, this was one of 55 bells that were made in France. It was ordered by the United States Treasury Department. It was as part of the Liberty Bell Savings Bond Drive back in 1950. Now, the 55 replicas were designed to be in the 48 states and the District of Columbia and their territories. But what's interesting is almost all of the bells are in or near the state capitol buildings of their states around the country, with the exception of Wisconsin, where it's on the grounds for the school's detention, the girls' detention center. I don't know what that's about. And the other one is at Texas A&M University in College Station. The bell was presented to the university by, I think it was a college then? I don't know if it still was. But anyway, Governor Alan Shivers presented the bell to Texas A&M for appreciation of the service of the school's graduates. So there you go. And I guess it's still, you can still see it. I haven't been on campus in years, but used to be under the rotunda of the academic building, so I think it's probably still there. Cameron's here this morning. She's like the editor chick of our magazines. How are you today?
I am good. How are you?
I'm good. So what do we got going?
Well, I am here to press on people to vote for Best of the Brazos. We've only got 6 days left. That's it. So you got to have your voice heard. It's important.
Wow, this is done. We're done on the Saturday.
Yes, wow, okay. It's going to be over. You've got to have your voice be heard. So,
all right, how do we do that?
All around town, if you check out somewhere, you're getting your burger, you're getting your sandwich or whatever you look, there's a little clear plastic deal. There's white forms in it. Pick one of those up. It's already postage paid.
Okay.
You don't have to dig up a stamp, which nobody has anymore.
Right.
And just fill it out. You don't have to fill out all the categories. Fill out just what you want. That's fine. Or even easier, go online, bestofthebrazos.com. Can't be easier. Choose your categories. It's whatever you want. And this is how people figure out where to get stuff. You know what I mean? Who to use, you know?
That's it. All sorts of categories for you to choose from.
A million categories.
And listen, you know, we want to know if there's somebody who you think should have been in the category. Let us know after the fact. Don't do it this week. We're a little bit busy. But once we get done with this, we want this to be a true representation of what's going on out there.
That's right. Well, and also, if you see a list of people you think, why isn't my dentist on here? I'm hearing that a lot.
I got you.
Write him in. That's all you got to do. Just write it in. Just write the name in. Right. Yeah, there's a space on every category for you to just write in. If we didn't, if that person's not on there, put them on there. We want to know about it.
Don't write down, hey, dummy, you didn't put. We don't want you doing that. Just put the individual's name in there.
I can handle it.
You can do that? Okay.
I can handle it.
We'll see after we're done. But anyway, the numbers have been spectacular,
Again, we're very excited.
As usual, always
happens.
I am
excited.
All right, so again, what's the website?
Bestofthebrazos.com.
Just that easy. And again, the voting ends this Saturday, okay? Yep. All right, thanks, Cameron.
You bet. Bye.
Yep, by News Talk 1620, WTAW, it's 8:15.
When you need a plumber, you need someone who offers every service in the book, from faucets, sinks, and toilets to backflow, leak detection, and sewer cleaning. That's Ed Phillips Plumbing. You also want the finest customer service. Again, that's Ed Phillips Plumbing. And since plumbing problems never pop up at opportune times, you want 24-hour service. Don't worry, you can call Ed Phillips Plumbing 24/7 at 731-1500. That's 731-1500. You can also visit them online at ed-phillips-plumbing.com.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly healthcare coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VANDYKERANKIN.com.
Did you know that 1 out of 300 homes and 1 out of 20 pools have leaks? Don't let yours be one of them. If you suspect a leak, call American Leak Detection. The original leak specialists, we've been in business for over 39 years. Using the most advanced technology and sophisticated electronic devices, we're the recognized leader in non-invasive leak detection. Call 680-1094 or click on AmericanLeakDetection.com.
American Leak Detection.
News Talk 1620, WTAW, it's 8:17. British Airways has announced plans to test reusable luggage tags made from electronic paper. Flight information can be transmitted to the tag via the ticket holder's smartphone using data from the airline app that's stored after your digital check-in. Currently, operators print off individual paper tags, of course, for every bag checked before each flight. The electronic tags are to be tested by staff before being made available to passengers sometime later in the year. If these tests are successful, they'll launch the tags in 2014.
And if they're unsuccessful, there will be grouchy staff all over airports everywhere.
There will, but I figure that's what they'll do is they'll put it on staff first, see how that works out for them, and then if not, then they will. They'll find a way, despite various changes.
It's just a more efficient way to lose your luggage.
Sure, to try to speed up. Well, but here's the deal. It's got an RFID in it, okay? So they'll find it. They'll know where it is. They'll just tell you it's not where you are.
Exactly.
But again, it used to be they would tell you it's not where you are and we don't know where it is yet.
Great.
So we'll see what happens there. Despite the various changes to try to speed up the airport check-in procedures, the process of dropping off luggage had remained time-consuming. The old security questions such are, did you pack your bag yourself? Are no longer a legal requirement, but the idea of lining up to check in your bag has never gone away. And again, if you travel internationally, they do things weirdly over there for instance, in Holland, they don't scan your bag until you get to the gate. Until you get to the gate. Now, that would seem to only keep you from taking whatever mischievous thing you might have inside your luggage onto the airplane. You know what? There are more people in the airport than are on the airplane.
Right.
But again, I know they're old. They've got it figured out. I'm just saying it's a little bit different in other places. Customers at some airports can now print their own baggage tags at kiosks, but still that requires time and it requires paper. By doing this, scanning information directly from a phone, it's considerably cheaper for the airline, too, so they like that. And if they don't do that, then they're going to start charging $15 for pillows, so let them do it. Because right? They will get their money.
Yes.
They will get their money.
It's like Mickey Mouse.
Mickey Mouse, yeah. The money will happen.
At Mouse World.
Yep. Well, we all know that police use Facebook to sleuth, but now they'll be getting a platform of their very own, a new Facebook network for police called Blue Line. Will bring the force online for information sharing and collaboration on general policing issues, as well as specific cases. The LAPD will be the first to beta test the new social site, with developers saying that they, you know, have the little like and share buttons and all that kind of stuff that we're used to, as well as the ability to post photos and videos. Okay. How soon before this gets hacked? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
This gets hacked. That's not going to be good. That's just that won't go well, but we'll see. So you remember Beanie Babies? Remember Beanie Babies?
Yep.
Beanie Babies. After the Beanie Baby bubble burst, you like that?
Nice.
In 1999, Beanie investors were left with nothing. The 1998 edition of Scholastic Beanie Baby Handbook listed the original price of Beanie Babies when they were first released, how much they sold for in 1998, and their estimated value in 2008. So again, how much they sold for in 1998 and their estimated value in 2008. Beanie Babies were supposed to be a good investment.
Yeah. I had a friend whose dad was a lawyer, and she left all the tags on. She, like, didn't play with them.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, I'm going to sell these for lots of money.
Right.
Yeah. Really?
How'd that work?
I don't think it worked.
Garage sale in a plastic bag. From page 27 of the book, basically, if you can afford to do this, simply putting away 5 or 10 of each and every new Beanie Baby in super mint condition isn't a bad idea. That, again, from the Scholastic Beanie Baby Handbook. Stripes the Tiger, estimated value in 2008, $1,000.
Oh, really?
Yep, today, $9.95. There's a period there, $9.95, okay? Seaweed the Otter, estimated value of $60 in 2008. Today it's worth $2.99. Teddy the Violet Bear was estimated to be between $4,000 and $5,000.
Did you say Violet or Violin?
It'd be Violet. It'd be the Violet
sounded
Bear.
Sounded like you said Violet Bear.
Violet Bear. Teddy the Bear was estimated to be between $4,000 and $5,000, depending on which edition you had, and it might not be worth that much today. It could go for as much as $700, but again, a fur cry from $4,000 to $5,000.
No,
you know,
I like that, a fur cry.
Yep. Hello?
Okay, a Beanie Baby story for you.
All right.
Uh-oh.
Pretty much reflects my investing career.
Yeah, no, I've got another story about your investing career.
Yeah, you
but
do.
Go ahead. That's
but
all right.
That would reflect poorly on you as well.
Thank you so much.
Okay, so in the All-Star game in Colorado at Coors Field, this has been 15 years ago probably, or however long the Beanie Babies were really getting started, maybe a little longer.
All right.
I send Lou Bellina to cover the All-Star game in Colorado.
Okay.
Well, the gift for the media was Glory Bear.
Oh.
A newly released red, white, and blue Beanie Baby.
Right.
And my daughters at that time were collecting Beanie Babies.
Okay.
There were people outside the gates of the stadium who had gotten word that the media was getting Beanie Babies. Lou walks out with the Beanie Baby and is promptly offered $400.
Wow.
And I say, no, no, no. My daughter's collecting Beanie Babies.
Yeah.
I need that Beanie Baby.
Yeah, yeah.
I have no idea where that thing is now. It's at some garage sale somewhere
that's
else.
That's it. Thank you so much. And the stories are everywhere. The name of the company is Ty, T-Y. It's a name for Ty Warner. Ty Warner's the guy who pretty much owned this thing, okay? Chairman, CEO, and the owner of Thai Incorporated. And he took his money and made some, he made some good investments. And I think
he's not hurting any.
Yeah, I think, I don't know, at some point he was worth, well, he donated more than $300 million, I know.
Well, see, this is like big news to me. I always thought T.Y. was a Chinese woman.
Oh, no. This is an American dude. Okay, I'm not saying they didn't make them over there.
This is like rocking my world.
Right, no.
No, I mean the designer, like, I thought it was, I just assumed it was.
He donated $6 million to the Andre Agassi Foundation for underprivileged children in Las Vegas and $3 million for the creation of Ty Warner Park in Westmont, Illinois. Also $1.5 million to the creation of the Ty Warner Sea Center at Santa Barbara, California, and donated $1 million Beanie Babies to children in Iraq. No, he did a lot of that stuff. But then I forget. He bought some hotels that were pretty nice. I mean, I think he's done okay for himself. But the thing is, and they're still around. Beanie Babies are still around. Ty keeps trying because, you know, I know this person who owns a toy store, and Ty is still there. I mean, they're still out there. But this was that lightning in a bottle. I mean, I don't think there's any doubt. I mean, yeah, it worked. And They've tried to continue to recapture that, and that really hadn't happened. But anyway, he does got, I think, the Four Seasons in New York. That's what he owns, which is, you know, that's not a bad
piece of property.
You know, that's, he probably, you know, the room rate on that's at least $50 a night. So yeah, he's probably doing okay there. But that's Beanie Babies and basically the story of where the money went to.
Bryan's premier senior retirement community, Watercrest at Bryan, has several apartments available for seniors ready to live a luxurious lifestyle at an affordable price. Located in the prestigious Park Hudson neighborhood, they offer spacious month-to-month rental apartments on their campus with amenities and activities suited for Bryan's active seniors. If you're ready to live an active, independent lifestyle with care options available for future needs, call the Watercrest at Bryan right now at 979-703-7088. That's 979-703-7088. To schedule a tour.
Sioux Falls Prater is your local authorized John Deere dealer. If you've got a mowing job that you need to get done, then you need to head to Sioux Falls Prater and check out their inventory. They've got zero-turn riding mowers. Sioux Falls Prater has EasyTrac mowers for residential customers all the way up to the Z-Track Pro mowers for people who are commercial mowers as well. But you can get excellent cut quality because of the design that allows that grass to be drawn up to the front rather than blown over to the side, so you get the nice low cut that you're looking for, and also speeds up to 12 miles an hour. The zero-turn radius allows for easy mowing around obstacles, and that makes it easy. But deer season is here, and Sioux Falls Prater is kicking it off with great pricing and financing, like the new Z235 residential mower on sale for $25.99, or the new Z915B commercial mower on sale for $72.49. But come in and have a look at this. Find the location nearest you online at cptractor.com. Sioux Falls Prater, quality and integrity at prices you can afford.
Hi, I'm Donna with the Jewelry and Coin Exchange. We have jewelry to fit every style and price range, from gold, diamonds, and pearls to sterling silver and fun fashion pieces. With over 5,000 items to choose from, you're sure to find exactly what you're looking for, and you'll be amazed at the price. The Jewelry and Coin Exchange is located at 313 College Avenue, one block off University Drive in the IHOP Center. We're open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6. Call 846-2400 or come see us. We have your next treasure.
Want to make a splash in your own backyard? Get a new in-ground swimming pool from The Pool Guy. The Pool Guy's been building pools in the Brazos Valley for over 20 years. And since The Pool Guy's a 1993 Texas A&M graduate with his degree in environmental design, you'll get a perfectly designed swimming pool that's spot on with your concept and your budget. Call The Pool Guy and make a splash in your backyard. The Pool Guy. Call 575-6200. 575-6200. The Pool Guy. If you drive a European car, you don't have to take it to Houston for service and repair. Pete's Auto Care has computers specially designed for work on European cars, and technicians with over 25 years' experience repairing and servicing European cars. Mercedes, Land Rovers, Audis, Minis, BMWs, Volkswagens. If your car is European, take it to Pete's. Pete's Auto Care, the home of trustworthy mechanics, at the corner of Villa Maria and East 29th and Bryan, next to Rattler's. A
couple of minutes till we go to the news. It's 8:28. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast: look for a high temperature today, about 96. Low temperature tonight around 68. That'll be nice. And then really only around 90 or 91 the next few days. We wish there was a slight chance of rain in the forecast, but there isn't one until Friday. But at least it's not going to be as hot, and the humidities will be down low, and that'll make it more bearable out there. And the weather is brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com. Remember, we were talking a little while ago about all of the monuments that had the Ten Commandments on it.
Yes.
And incidentally, the Pledge of Allegiance originally did not have the words "under God" in it. That was added in 1954.
Yep.
When we were in the midst of the Red Scare, if you'll remember all that, Joe McCarthy and such. And so we wanted to basically show the godless Russians that we were, in fact, here because of God. And so the pledge was originally written, guess why?
Why?
To sell American flags to school children
for
the 400th celebration of the Columbus discovery of America in 1892. Written by a Baptist minister named Francis Bellamy, who incidentally was also a 19th century socialist. How do you like that?
Really?
Yeah, as a matter of fact. And so that's interesting. And there's a video out there of the 1939 Warner Brothers cartoon called Old Glory, which features Porky Pig reciting the pledge, which at that time, of course, did not include "under God" in it. This, by the way, was the third of what would be four revisions to Bellamy's original poem.
Well, did socialist mean the same thing, though, back then?
Yeah, socialist from the standpoint of that there needed to be equality. Yeah, equality and fraternity, basically. Now, you know, that has to do with any number of things as far as rights are concerned, but, you know, obviously one of the things we didn't like socialistically was that take from those who have and give to those who don't, kind of like what we're doing now, but that's a whole other story. But no, that is what socialism is. Socialism is equality, and of course they felt like fraternity would go along with that. But anyway, so this was the third of what would be four revisions to Bellamy's original poem. The fourth and last revision was the one when "under God" was added. And so finally, under the name Red Scare Paranoia, Congress voted in 1956 to also put "In God We Trust" as the national motto of the United States. That didn't come about until 1956. So there you go. A little bit of politics and mixed with, oh, and I guess some money, too. They were selling those flags, weren't they?
Yes, they were.
There you go.
WTAW News Time is 8:31. It's 76 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. A&M President Bowen Lofton recently thanked university staff for dealing with what will be another record number of freshmen. The number of applications rose 10% to more than 34,000, and they were expecting 8,700 to accept.
We're having a little pool in my office right now, but the numbers I'm hearing of the freshman class are between 9,500 and 9,700 being most likely. So over 1,000 more than we had last year. So this will be the biggest jump ever in history in terms of the size of our freshman class year to year.
Lofton says the challenge is making sure the enrollment growth doesn't prevent students from getting degrees on schedule. Today at noon, Bryan ISD's school board meeting will include the hiring of a principal for Sam Rayburn Middle School, as well as a special education director. Bryan's former special education director for the past 2 years, Molly Perry, will now be serving College Station ISD in that same capacity. She was announced as head on Friday. She's worked previously in CSISD as an educational diagnostician from 2005 to 2011. A log cabin built in Grimes County before Texas became a state could be headed to the first county seat of Brazos County. For 15 months, when members of the William Joel Bryan chapter of the Sons of the Republic of Texas have been working to move the Dog Trot Log House off of land being sold by the Texas Municipal Power Agency. Chapter member Mervyn Peters asked Brazos County commissioners this week to support moving the cabin to what is the original site of Boonville.
That we take advantage of an opportunity to get an 1855 log house, been dated by some assistance from the university, and it'd be right inside the entrance to the cemetery and to the left, an easy walk through the walk gates that are there.
Peters says they're waiting for approval from the State Historical Commission to take ownership.
They readily acknowledge if TMPA sells that land that they have no say over what's done with the cabin. They can come in there and bulldoze it. They can come in there and burn it. They can just let it leave there, stay there and rot. And they have a chance to put it in a governmental ownership.
Peters says the chapter has the money to pay for moving the Turner Peters house. You can see maps and photos on our website at WTAW.com. With the housing market and local economies in a close relationship, things are looking positive for Bryan College Station despite recent tough times throughout America. BCS Home Builders Association President Michael Schaefer says over the last couple of years, developments such as A&M joining the SEC, the new hospital, and the BioCorridor have contributed to a boom in construction growth, stimulating the local economy through a multiplier effect that will continue.
The BioCorridor is going to be a significant, significant player in the housing market in the next 5 years. I think people will be blown away with the amount of jobs. I mean, it's incredible. When you start having companies like that, with that many people moving in, then you're going to need more grocery stores, you're going to need more schools. I mean, there's such a big domino effect.
Schaefer feels construction costs and demand will increase the property values of older houses by 5 to 7% each year for the next couple of years. Meanwhile, midnight tonight is the deadline for making your second half property tax payment. Brazos County Tax Assessor Collector Christy Rose says if you have to come inside the office, be prepared to wait.
Our lobby is small in that particular area, and the lines are always out the door and down the street, and it's really warm outside. So we encourage people to try and go ahead and get it in a day or so early, or at the very least start early that day. If something happens and you don't get here on that deadline, we have nothing that allows us to extend that deadline. You can have the greatest excuse in the world, and it's just not good enough.
The payment can be mailed as long as you have today's postmark or go online, which involves a convenience fee. You can also use the drop box outside the tax office in downtown Bryan. Autopsy results are pending for a Caldwell man who was reported murdered on Friday. 37-year-old Nortoris Deer of Caldwell is arrested and charged with the murder of 63-year-old Benny King, a retired employee of the city of Caldwell. Deer is being held on a $50,000 bond at the Burleson County Jail as investigation continues. For those who like Texas tubing, the city of New Braunfels and a group of tourist-related businesses will be back in court today debating a can ban on popular rivers. It was a move to clean up the Comal River by instituting no beer or soda cans and only reusable containers. Tubing companies and Schlitterbahn sued, saying it devastated business. Schlitterbahn attorney Jim Eubank says they're not fighting the ban for this season, which is halfway over.
My clients already lost the revenue from last summer and most of this summer, half of this summer so far, so we're just going to proceed to a final trial.
A judge is set to hear the case this fall, which means that ban will be in place for the rest of the summer, but might not be next year. And lawmakers are set to return to the Texas Capitol to again debate legislation that would place new restrictions on abortion. Last Tuesday, the final day of the first special session, Democratic Senator Wendy Davis staged a filibuster, and protesters made sure the clock ran out before the legislation was passed. Governor Rick Perry has urged lawmakers to work faster this time. WTAW News Time is 8:37. It's 76 degrees. We'll have more news for you at noon, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Superior winemaking requires art, science, and Messina Hoff grapes. Join Messina Hoff Winery and Resort this summer in Bryan as we harvest our most bountiful crop to date. For 4 weekends beginning July 12th, the public is invited to pick and stomp grapes and indulge in many other specialty events. Call Messina Hoff at 778-9463 extension 234 to make reservations today. That's 778-WINE extension 234.
We've been telling you for years how Amish Furniture for Generations is different than any other furniture store in the Brazos Valley, and the reason is because this is solid wood furniture. It is bench-built by Amish craftsmen, obviously in America. It can be built to your specifications, meaning the kind of wood that you want, the kind of finish you want, the kind of stain that you want, the kind of style that you want. Now, you can see books and you can see examples on the floor at Amish Furniture for Generations, but know that if that's not exactly the way that you want it, then Amish Furniture for Generations can have it built for you. Kent goes up there, picks it up, and delivers it back down to you. It's just that easy. Now, granted, you're not going to walk right in today and grab that piece of furniture today and take it out today. That's not the way things generally work at Amish Furniture for Generations. Sometimes there'll be floor models for sale, and that'll happen. But what you want is a piece of quality furniture that truly is built to last for generations to come. And Amish Furniture for Generations does that. You learn more about the way furniture is made in about 5 minutes than you will a trip to any other furniture store. So stop in, let Kent tell you why the quality of the furniture is what it is and how they get it to be that kind of quality and how you can take that home. That's Amish Furniture for Generations. They're on Boonville Road, down from the Kroger. Look for the sign that says Amish Furniture for Generations.
What's the right choice for the senior who's looking for freedom, fewer limits, and a plan for the future? Crestview. With their beautiful new independent living apartment homes, you get great neighbors, a healthy living lifestyle, and the security to live the way you want. And Crestview is the only life care senior living in the area, which means full continuum of on-campus, cost-managed care. Just in case. Make the right choice. Call Crestview. 979-774-9938. That's 979-774-9938.
So, of course, we want to wish everybody a happy Blueberry Month, because that's what July is. And in the meantime, it's great weather for blueberries, or growing them, you know, because it does. It needs to be a little bit cooler. So let's look at some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products, located 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway at morefeed.com.
Hot weather will continue, though not as warm as last week, which is certainly good news. Some cooler temperatures have moved into the central United States, and we'll certainly feel their effect on our weather. Sunshine today, it'll be 90 to 95. Tonight, clear. Lows will drop down probably to about 70 or so. During the day tomorrow, it'll be mostly sunny. Highs are probably going to be about 90. The outlook for tomorrow night, clear skies, lows near 70 degrees. Sunshine and 90 on Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
We also told you it's like Canada Day or something.
Yeah.
And today, July 1st, is moving day in Montreal. To most Canadians, the 1st of July is the day spent celebrating Canada Day, except in Montreal, where everybody is too busy moving. Thanks to centuries of tradition, July 1st is the day tens of thousands of Montrealers move to new homes.
Why?
Well, I'm about to tell you. Moving vans clog the residential streets and basically compete for sidewalk space. Friends scramble to recruit able-bodied helpers. Treasure hunters roam the city looking for furniture, appliances, or other gems thrown out or abandoned in haste. The holiday is called Première Juillet for the province's majority French speakers and moving day by English speakers. Why July 1st such a big moving day in Montreal? It began in the mid-18th century when a requirement to move on a certain single day was viewed as a way to save tenants from being put out in the streets in the middle of Quebec's winters that were obviously not good. In 1973, the Quebec government formalized July 1st as the day that annual rental agreements can begin. These days, however, the law allows leases to begin and end on any day of the year. Good. But shaking the tradition's tough, so most rental agreements still start on July the 1st in Montreal. Had no idea.
Huh. Yeah, so, and I guess their July 1st is not as miserable as ours, right?
No, well, we were there on the 4th of July, actually. We spent a 4th of July in Montreal, and it's still a little bit, you know, it's on water, so it's got some humidity to it, but I had no idea that that went on, and I don't know if it still does. I'd have to look it up on the website, but the Jazz Festival was going on then, which is a pretty big jazz festival, so
yes,
I would think to get ramped up for the jazz festival and moving day being on July 1st a few days before it, probably a little bit of a hassle, but nonetheless, interesting city.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Well, we also got to see the International Fireworks Competition, which was cool.
Well, I'd like to see. I've seen some of that on television. It looks kind of cool.
Well, it's an island. You know, there's a park that's off across the water from the city itself. And, you know, what they did is I think they did two countries a night. And so each show was about, you know, 40 minutes. So it's pretty cool.
Any idea who won?
No, I don't. I don't know. That's it went on, and, you know, we left and went off to other cities. But, yeah, it was pretty cool. It's an old town, you know.
Yeah, it's
been around a while. More than half of U.S. American employees say they take business calls or check their work emails while on vacation. More than half. I don't know what, 82%? Anyway, the convenience of laptops and mobile devices make vacation time work easier than ever, but researchers say there is such a thing as too much work, and it's necessary that we simply unplug from
there's
office.
A reason you're on vacation.
Actually, just why don't you just unplug, period? You know, you don't have to just unplug from the office.
Because
just
then people make fun of you and ostracize
is
you.
Is that what happens?
Mm-hmm.
I'll see. Not
you know, I might not know what's cool on television, but all my thoughts are my own thoughts.
Oh, there you go. Now, that's not true. That's not true. You've heard other people's thoughts and decided whether or not you want to take those thoughts
I chose them. Okay. I wasn't, brainwashed by TV. And I don't have advertising rattling around in my head except what's on our own station.
Excuse me. You can get at what? Excuse me. Do you get on your cell phone at all? You surf at all?
Yeah, that's okay. The only place I have internet. I'm just saying I don't have to watch commercials.
Yeah, Kevin, you know what? That's so cool. There are no ads on the internet. I don't know if you've noticed that or not.
It's not the same.
Oh,
sitting
it's not.
Through 30,
oh,
30
okay.
seconds of.
Okay.
You're just being a poot.
Okay.
That's how we eat, Kat.
Kat, that's how we make our money.
I'm
here,
saying I like commercials on the radio,
oh, okay.
but I don't have to watch commercials on TV.
Okay.
I quite frequently steal ideas from you, by the way, Scott.
So yeah, just... yeah. Thank you. Okay. Researchers have been studying how cutlery and dishes can alter our perception of taste.
Huh.
Latest work published by the journal Flavor. Looks at how spoons and knives and other utensils that we put in our mouths can provide their own kind of mental seasoning for a meal.
Hmm.
Alterations in taste perceptions aren't necessarily the result of the cutlery itself, but the mental associations that we bring with a meal. For example, silver cutlery,
mm-hmm.
more commonly associated with high-quality food in our prior eating experiences. In recent years, psychologists have found that the color and shape of plates and other dishes can have an impact on the eating experience. I don't know. Have you been to one of these functions where they have plastic cutlery, but it's silver?
I have seen that.
It's, I don't know if that makes it taste any better or not. And, you know, you still spill it on yourself, but nonetheless. So, but what they're saying is studies have found, for example, that people tend to eat less when their dishes are in sharp color contrast to their food.
Hmm.
That the color of a mug can alter a drinker's perception of how sweet or aromatic hot cocoa is.
Yeah, you told us about that. The orange mugs were the favored.
Yeah, and it's and that drinks can seem more thirst quenching when consumed from a glass with a cold color like blue.
Hmm.
Bud Light, right? Isn't that right? Don't they use that blue thing there?
No, that's
It's not Bud
Light. It's Bud Platinum.
Oh, Bud Platinum.
And the entire bottle is blue.
Yeah, yeah. So there you go. It makes you think it's cold.
Not that I would know a lot about beer or anything.
I noticed you corrected me very quickly, yeah. When Philadelphia hospitals will implement their ban on hiring smokers starting today, the ban sparked debate over whether companies have the right to regulate their employees' behavior away from the workplace.
Yeah, if they're not going to judge based on our religion, our sexual orientation, or our what color we are.
Mm-hmm.
Is it fair
to kick out
the smokers?
Sounds like she's going to be painting signs today.
There's a company here that did that.
Oh yeah,
yeah. They used to run radio advertisement for all the time, and they said no, absolutely no smokers.
Wow. Both hospitals implementing the smoker ban are prestigious hospitals: University of Pennsylvania Health Center. Though dozens of hospitals across the country have already made that move as well. I think the campuses of the hospitals are pretty much smoke-free, which would, again, certainly cause those individuals who are employees of the hospitals to not be able to smoke while they are at work, since you wouldn't be able to smoke around the buildings either. That would, I think, help you to stop smoking, I guess.
At least slow down.
Oh, wait a minute. Oh, that's right. You have to want to. That's the other thing. Yeah.
The summer sales event is going on now at Varsity Ford. Hurry in now and get 0% for 60 on our huge selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs. Pay for gas less with any of these fuel-efficient models that get over 33 miles per gallon. Plus, get 0% financing for 60 months on any of these models and more. Hurry in because these deals won't last long.
The summer sales event going on now at Varsity Ford, where there's no gimmicks, no games, just real deals for real people.
In the real estate arena, you've heard it's all about location, location, location. With Cherry Rufino and Coldwell Banker United, there's more to it than just location. There's experience. Cherry Rufino has 36 years in real estate, assisting with real-life situations and solutions. There's energy. Cherry has a team of enthusiastic professionals that will walk with you every step of the way. There's confidence. Cherry Rufino uses her creative and extensive resources to guide you from contract to close. CherryRufino.com, award-winning realtor, friend for life.
When you get braces from Dr. Elms, a whole new world of possibilities open up. A world where a smile is your passport to accomplishing anything, to learning something new, creating something different, doing something special, and letting the world know what is unique about just you. It's a special license to never stop dreaming, never stop exploring. Dr. Elms understands. A smile that will create a lifetime of smiles. A smile that will change the world.
What would the perfect moment in time be for you? Would it start with a Swedish massage in the morning, followed by a customized body wrap? Maybe a European facial in the afternoon, a deluxe spa manicure or a pedicure. Perhaps your perfect moment in time would include it all. At Galleria Day Spa, we create a time just for you. Then we gently slow time down. For an entire day or just an hour, call the Galleria Day Spa for your perfect moment in time. 822-5756. Or visit us online at GalleriaDaySpa.com. Gift certificates available.
Good morning, about 10 till. News Talk 1620, WTAW. All right, so let's see. Oh, what's trending out there? What's on the hot list on the internet? Number five is the hot weather. Yeah, see, we know that. Number four is the George Zimmerman trial. Number three is the four-day weekend. You know what that means? That means nobody's working this week.
No.
There will be no decisions made. I mean, unless they really, really have to.
And Friday?
Yeah. Yeah.
I won't be here.
Yeah. Is that right? Are you gone?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, it's not so much gone, but after working the 4th of July thing at GBL,
oh, yeah.
I'm not getting out of bed at 4 a.m.
Well, okay. Well, I mean, you know, what the heck?
Yeah. I'll be here, Scott. Okay. We'll still have each other.
That's exactly right. Who's doing the sports? Zach doing the sports?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then, of course, the 4th of July holiday, so we're all thinking about that. And, you know what? We need to give away something else from the for the Elizabeth Lutheran Church.
For the 3rd of July.
That's right. Here we go. It's 695-1620, 695-1620. This is good for $20 in food and game coupons for the big celebration that's going on in Caldwell. 695-1620, cool. We'll give that away.
They have bingo, too.
Do they?
Yep.
Wow. Okay. A little bit of everything. And again, it is. It's good old-fashioned, small town, go enjoy yourself and...
Well, it's a church. Of course, they've got bingo.
Well, yeah, I guess it's probably right. So good luck sticking to that diet if you're going out to Mickey D's, the fast food place, Mickey D's, because they're going to have Big Macs there anyway. After overseeing a variety of studies, Dr. Gavin Fitzsimmons of Duke's Fuqua School of Business concluded that if you include a healthy option on a menu, most people are more likely to eat unhealthily. Okay? Doesn't make any difference. Fitzsimmons says that the disconnect stems from vicarious goal fulfillment. Oh, I like that. That's a big, fancy word. Let me grab a phone here. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you? You know how long it's been since I won anything?
Ted, it's been a while, hadn't it?
It has been a while.
My air conditioner had a problem yesterday. I thought of you, so there you go. How's that make you feel?
Well, I appreciate it.
Ted Baker. Ted, I got... $20 in food and games coupons for you. It's July 3rd. It's a good time over there at Elizabeth Lutheran Church, all right?
We will be there. I'll come by and pick them up, my
Thank
friend.
Thank you, man. See you later.
Thank you, guys.
Okay. Ted used to help me with my air conditioning. So there you go. All right.
Is it Barker's Heating and?
No. No, be a different one. But he's a baker, not a Barker.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I misheard.
Don't worry. It's all right. So anyway, this is a great phrase, vicarious goal fulfillment. That is, when somebody's standing there going, ooh, if you will do this, then you'll eat healthier, for instance. Well, that's not true. I mean, it's not. He said, when consumers have an option that is healthy and they see it at a restaurant, it basically satisfies that goal to be healthy.
So because you eat at a place that has healthy food, you're eating more
Dang
healthy.
Dang right. You read about celery and you're eating celery in your mind. Consumers then pick something that's worse than anything that they would normally choose. In an age where, get this, And McDonald's is doing their part. In an age where McDonald's devotes one-sixth of its advertising to salads, yet salads account for 2-3% of their sales. I mean, again, they are doing their part. I don't know how the other fast food companies allocate, but again, McDonald's, one-sixth of their budget is to advertise what they get is 2-3% of their sales.
That sounds like bad marketing.
That's right. In any other business model, they would go, that's crazy. I'm not going to do that. I'll put it out there, but that's it. The problem seems to stem from the fact that although restaurants are trying to offer low-calorie options, that's not working. And I think we know that. I really, really do. I don't think that's a shock. But I like his vicarious goal fulfillment.
Well, let's face it. If you're going to McDonald's, you're going to splurge.
You are, yeah. Well, and I mean, it could be that you choose, you want to eat more healthy than the other person that you're with, and that's fine, but that's there, and that's an option. But there's no guarantee that it's going to happen, and like you say, it may be a special occasion type deal, too, so that needs to be taken into account. But again,
wow.
Just trying to police it. Mayor Bloomberg, you know, he'll be taking French fries off the menu in New York soon so that everybody can be healthy because it's for our own good and we're too stupid to do it.
Providing home health services and hospice care with comfort and compassion. Family Home Health and Hospice, Joint Commission accredited and a Medicare certified provider. We're locally owned and our team has years of experience so we can provide a smooth transition from curative to comfort care while remaining in your own home. Family Home Health and Hospice, serving the Brazos Valley and surrounding area. Call 979-846-3705. Online at familyhh.com. Let our family care for yours because no one cares like family.
It's the most fun.
Make summer's best memories at Schlitterbahn Water Park. Experience endless rivers, thrilling water slides, surfing waves, and uphill water coasters. Plus, splash with the little ones in specially designed play pools. Family owned and operated, Schlitterbahn Water Park lets you bring a picnic and park for free. Buy your tickets today at schlitterbahn.com.
In today's real estate industry, technology is vital. To that end, RE/MAX Bryan College Station provides its clients with state-of-the-art tools and knowledge for the most positive real estate experience possible. RE/MAX Bryan College Station is dedicated to providing the absolute finest service and expertise with outstanding agents that get outstanding results. Whether buying or selling business or residential properties, call RE/MAX Bryan College Station at 764-6000 or go to remaxbcs.com. Nobody in the world sells more real estate than RE/MAX. RE/MAX Bryan College Station.
There's something for everyone on Opus Season 41. So grab your best friend, your spouse, or your buddy at work and order your tickets to the award-winning Broadway shows and concerts coming to Rudder Auditorium as part of the new Sparks Will Fly season at Texas A&M. Ordering tickets is hassle-free, parking is convenient, and the experience? Well, the experience is world-class. For more information, visit mscopus.org. And be sure to vote for Opus as Best Family Entertainment in this year's Best of the Brazos Valley.
Where we come from, a truck's expected to work hard every day, come rain or shine or hail for that matter, and there's nothing more dependable than a Toyota truck. Built right here where we come from, Toyota trucks outwork the competition because they're over-engineered, which means that Toyota good enough isn't near good enough. And it shows at the worksite, on the roads, and in the fact that IIHS names Tundra Double Cab a 2013 top safety pick. And the Tacoma so outperformed the competition, most of the competition just gave up, making Tacoma the number one selling mid-size truck, outselling its closest competitor 2-1. Get behind the wheel of a truck you can get behind. The American-built Toyota Tundra or Toyota Tacoma. For a better than good deal, visit your local Toyota dealer now. Lease a 2013 Tundra Double Cab for just $229 a month for 36 months with $19.99 due at signing or get $2,500 customer cash. Toyota, let's go places. Visit gstoffers.com for details. Offers end 7/8/2013.
Good morning, about 3 till. News Talk 1620 WTAW. When a half dozen men and a woman in street clothes closed in on University of Virginia student Elizabeth Daly, she and two roommates panicked. That led Daly to spending a night and an afternoon in jail. Her initial offense walking to her car with bottled water, cookie dough, and ice cream just purchased from a grocery store.
What?
Well, that'd get you in trouble in any state in the union.
You know it. A group of state Alcoholic Beverage Commission agents clad in plain clothes approached her, suspecting the blue carton of LaCroix sparkling water was in fact a 12-pack of beer. The key word they're suspecting. Police say one of the agents jumped on the hood of her car.
Oh, my gosh.
She says one drew a gun, unsure of who they were. She tries to flee out of the darkened parking lot. They were showing unidentifiable badges after they approached us, but we became frightened as they were not in anything close to a uniform. I couldn't put my windows down unless I started my car. And when I started my car, they began yelling for me to not move, and one of them jumped on the car. Another tried to break the window. My roommates and I were terrified. Prosecutors say she apologized. The prosecutors say that they apologized profusely that the fact that it was the Alcoholic Beverage Commission agents who believed that she was carrying beer. She was 20.
All this for somebody and a 12-pack of beer and a 20-year-old.
Yeah, and they thought. That's what it was.
I would be owning part of some city.
I think so. I'd like to know the rest of the story if there is one.
I would like the southern half of the city.
Exactly. That any part of that would work. The on this date in 1910, Duncan and Alonzo opened up a machine shop in downtown Baltimore, making milk bottle cap machines. 6 years later, they decided to go ahead and change their name to Black & Decker, and it worked out a little better for them.
Wow.
See, I thought you were going to go with Dunkin' Donuts.
Duncan and Alonzo. There you go. 1916, Coca-Cola adopted its distinctive contour bottle, basically so it could set itself apart from other people.
I would say that worked pretty well for them.
It did. 33rd anniversary of the first Sony Walkman, 1979. Thing cost like $100, which was a lot of money back then.
More than that.
Yeah. The Liberace Show debuted.